Good afternoon. My name is Martin O'Leary, and I'm from Houston, Texas. My question to you is this. In your annual report this year, in the letter to the shareholders, you indicated that it was 50 years ago that you met Benjamin Graham and that he had a major impact in your life, especially in your investment success. Moreover, you've stated in the past that The Intelligent Investor is by far the greatest book ever written on investing. One of the central tenets in the book was that if you bought a group of stocks, say 10 or 20, that traded at two-thirds or less than net current assets, that you would be assured of a margin of safety coupled with a satisfactory rate of return. Today, if you were to find 10 or 20 stocks that traded at two-thirds of net current assets, would you be inclined to purchase those stocks for your own personal portfolio, not for Berkshire Hathaway? And the second question, since I've mentioned the book, I was wondering which books that you and Mr. Munger have been reading lately and would recommend. Thank you.
Yeah, in respect to your first question, you could probably, if you found a group like that, and you won't, I don't think, you'd probably do all right buying the group, but not because the businesses themselves worked out that well over time, but because there would probably be a reasonable amount of corporate activity in a group like that, either in terms of the management's taking them private or takeovers or that sort of thing. But those sub-working capital stocks are just almost impossible to find now. And if you got into a market where a lot of them existed, you'd probably find wonderful businesses selling a lot cheaper, too. And our inclination would be to go with a cheap, wonderful business. I don't think you'll get in a high market or something close to it, I don't think you'll get a lot of sub-working capital stocks anymore. There's just too much money around to promote deals before they really get to that point. But that was a technique. It was 50 years ago. And is Walter Schloss here still? Walter, are you here? Stand up if you're here. I met Walter 50 years ago when I met Ben Graham. And I know Walter's came out this year, but he already knows everything I've been talking about, so he may have left. But Walter actually has practiced in securities much closer to the original. He's run a partnership now for 46 years, I guess it is. And he's done it much more with the type of stocks that Ben was talking about in those days. And he has a record that is absolutely sensational, that far better than people who get promoted and go on television shows and do all of that sort of thing. And he's done it in, you know, what I tend to call cigar butt companies. You know, you get one free puff, and that's about it, but they don't cost anything. And that was the sub-working capital type situations. Walter's had to extend that somewhat, but it's been a great, great record over a considerable, 46 years, very considerable period of time. So I think if you found that kind of a group and did it as a group operation, and Ben always emphasized a group operation, because when you're dealing with lousy companies, but you expect a certain number to be taken over and all that, you better have a group of them. Whereas if you deal with wonderful companies, you only need a couple. But I think if you see that period again, we'll be very active, but it won't be in those kind of securities. Charlie?
Yeah, and there's another change. In the old days, if the business stopped working, you could take the working capital and stick it in the shareholders' pockets. And nowadays, as you can tell from all the restructuring charges, when things really go to hell in a bucket, somebody else owns a lot of the working capital. The whole culture has changed. If you have a little business in France and you get tired of it, as Marks and Spencer has, the French say, what the hell do you mean trying to take your capital back from France? They're French workers in this business, and they don't care. They don't say, it's your working capital, take it back when the business no longer works for you. They say, it's our working capital. The whole culture has changed on that one. Not completely, but a lot from Ben Graham's day. There are a lot of reasons why the investment idiosyncrasies of one era don't translate that perfectly into another.
That list that was published, I forget whether it was published in the 1951 edition of Security Analysis or the 49 edition of Intelligent Investor, but there were a list of companies there. There was Sacco Lowell, there was Marshall Wells, there was Cleveland Worsted Mills, there was Foster Wheeler, and all those companies were sub-working capital companies selling at 3 or 4 times earnings. And you know, there was a, if you bought a group of stocks like that, you were going to do well. But you know, you certainly don't see that in companies with any of any size today. And I've seen a few lists of tech companies selling below cash, but they're determined to use that cash, and it may not be there in a year or two. It was a different breed of animal to some extent in Ben's list at that time. Did you ask a second question?
Books you've read.
Oh, books I've read. Well, tell them what books you've read, Charlie.
Well, I mentioned that one book, Genome. I have a hell of a time putting the accent on the first syllable. But that is a marvelous book. And some shareholders sent me a book that not many of you will like by Herb Simon, I think, Models of My Life. And it's a very interesting book for a certain academic type. But that genome, you know, which is the history of a species in 23 chapters, and it's a perfectly amazing book and very interesting.
I may have recommended it before, but if you haven't read Personal History by Katharine Graham, I think you'd find that it's a fascinating story. And more amazing yet, it's an honest story. You know, if I ever write my autobiography, I'm going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But she is compulsively honest about what's happened, and it's really quite a saga.
It is a good book. Yeah. That Janet Lowe book about me, I find has had a very interesting subchapter, so to speak, in its distribution. I notice a considerable number of people buying that book and sending one copy to each descendant. They believe that if they just do that, the descendants will behave more like the parents. It'll be interesting to see if that works. If it does, it's going to outsell the Bible.
Hold your breath, fella.